Tuesdays, we do Tuesdays with Tim Stearns. Oh, Cheryl, we'll get your guess in just a few minutes. Hang on the line. We say hello to Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. Tim, how you doing, buddy?
John, I'm doing well. I wanted to let you know that I have one of my favorite aunts, Aunt Sue, listening in Janesville, Wisconsin.
Aunt Sue!
And I also have my great-nephew, Owen, 15 years old, listen to us out in Oceanside, New York.
Wow. Well, first of all, that's awesome. That's a little outside the normal WGN demo, a 15-year-old. Yep. But also, please tell me you are teaching that 15-year-old the value of compounding interest. Because if I could tell to any teenager and have them actually listen to me about saving their money they make in the summer, putting it in a Roth, I mean, this is huge. Do you talk to him about that?
I will. He's still an athlete, so he hasn't gotten a real job yet. You know, you have to have earnings to have a Roth. Anytime my boys had earnings, we put it in a Roth right away.
I mean, that makes a huge difference. I know we're going to talk about other stuff, but like there's a lot of grandparents that listen to this show. Do whatever you can to talk to those kids. You know, we don't do enough financial education in school the right way. I learned how to write a check right before checks were gone forever, basically. I mean, I could have used better lessons at my school for that. But, like, I don't know why we just don't do a course in compounding interest for all seniors in high school. It should be the one thing we teach them.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Exactly. Okay, we're anyone else you want to shout out? Your whole family
that was about
Tim.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a big family, though, so get ready.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that helps with the ratings. Maybe they're listening to Bob Surratt. That's why he's the number one rated morning show now here in Chicago. Okay, it's the end of the year. You're asking a lot of questions of the people you're working with. Where do you want to start this conversation? Like, what are you really hammering to some of the folks that are your clients?
I'm telling people, you know, I've never met anyone who's retired who didn't say, I wish I saved too much for retirement. They're always, I wish I had put more in. So I'm telling anyone who will listen to me, max out your IRAs, max out your Roths if you can do one, HSAs, all that good stuff.
I know that Roths have income limits, and good for you if you're at near the top of it, but it's not so simple as what your salary is, because it's your Maggie, your modified adjusted. Can you help someone, or the tax people that you guys work with, help someone figure that out so that they can contribute if they don't think that they can, but maybe they still can?
Sure, there's different ways we can do that, but we have a CPA on staff, and we can figure out real quick if they're eligible for it, and if not, we can help them with their 401k and maybe flip that over to a Roth at their company that they work at.
Yeah, that's what makes your shop so nice, is you got a guy or a gal for all these things in-house, and it's not like you've got to make 20 phone calls. This is a real easy conversation between all of you. All right, we're just scratching the surface. Tim, if people are running out, what number do you want them to reach you at?
We're at 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256.
He's got a guy for your taxes, for your Social Security, for your health care, for your financial planning. It's such a Chicago thing, though, but that's so true. Tim's got a guy and a gal for everything. Okay, hang on the line here, Tim. We're going to take a quick break with the weather and the traffic. Cheryl, Brian, and Tom, who will get to some of your guesses for an answer to the question of the day as well. Got our Tuesdays with Tim's segment that will continue in one moment. I know Tim doesn't mind me getting an answer to the question of the day here. This was a company that had been in the same family for 156 years. It underwent a hostile takeover. The governor said it would bankrupt the state when it happened. And it was a big deal at the time. What was the hostile takeover? Brian, what is your guess?
Cadbury.
In 2010, there was a hostile bid for Cadbury by Kraft. And by February of 2010, they had secured control with about 71% of Cadbury's shares acquired. That family had owned it for 186 years, 30 more than the answer to the question of the day. Brian, that was a cruel way of telling you that that is not the answer to the question of the day, but a really good guess and a good story all in all. I don't know if Brian's ever going to listen again. I should have been nicer about that. Cheryl, what do you think?
Anheuser-Busch.
Yes, 2008, InBev went after Anheuser and essentially swooped it away from that family, the Bush family that had owned it since for 156 years. And Missouri was really worried about it. St. Louis was really worried about it. Certainly there's been some effects. And the last part of the clue was they called themselves the king of beers. Cheryl, that is correct. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on the line. You're going to get your WGN Radio t-shirt, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
All right. We should brand those t-shirts with some. Maybe a Tuesdays with Tim, branding Tim. I'll have you talk to the sales department about that. How does that sound?
I like it. I like it.
There you go. Okay. You talked about with your clients, end of the year. All right. Have you topped off that 401k, that IRA, that Roth? I think that's a great starting point for any financial advisor. What's next? What else are you asking questions about?
Well, we're telling them, you know, make sure that you've picked your allocations for the next year, that you've rebalanced. Make sure your portfolio isn't out of whack. If you own some individual stocks where, you know, they've taken on a lot of equity exposure, that's the stuff that scares me, that keeps me up at night. You know, and I'm glad that their stocks did well. But at the end of the day, you want to keep your hard-earned dollars. So, you know, make some stop losses, put some floors in, you know, make sure that you understand exactly how much risk you have in your portfolio.
I think a lot of people are with you with the rebalancing the stuff, but the stop losses, that's where I don't lose you. I think I know what it means, but I don't know if I'm capable of doing that. Like, that's something that you know in and out how to do with someone's portfolio, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we're happy to teach them that, because I don't want to see people losing their money. I mean, this market is very high. It's very volatile. And, you know, I just don't want to see another repeat of the dot bombs that we saw in the early 2000s.
Dot bombs. I've never heard that phrase. That's a good one. You mentioned losses. I don't think a lot of people think that they have many losses in their portfolios right now. But, you know, it's been a top-heavy market, right? The S&P 500 hasn't had 500 companies doing well. In fact, I think it's had a majority. Some of them, at some point this year, the majority of stocks in the S&P 500 were down. So I guess what I'm asking is should everyone take a look under the hood? Maybe there's some losses that they could capitalize on for their tax perspective.
That's a great point. You know, you harvest some losses at the end of the year is never a bad thing if you have you know, money outside of an IRA and that type of thing. But the last thing I'll tell people that we're really talking to people about is that, you know, I've never met anyone who wants to pay more than their fair share in taxes. And when you see the tax rates are where they were in 1982, when many of these people were starting their jobs, it's a great time to do some Roth conversions, you know. And you know, you have to play within the rules of trying to stay in that 12% tax bracket. But, you know, we help people do that with our CPA.
Okay, wait, I want to make sure I understand. So you're saying that the tax brackets right now are favorable to middle-class Americans, particularly, way more than when they were starting work. So what you're trying to do is keep as much of their cash, their earnings, I should say, in the bucket of that 12% bracket, because the next one jumps up pretty high.
22%. But there's a lot of, and you know, with them giving away a $15,000 exemption for each person, plus the $6,000 if they're over age 65. I mean, there's some neat things in that one big, beautiful bill that actually are great for seniors. And, you know, we're helping people daily to understand what that all means.
Yeah. And also the SALT taxes are going to change a lot for people in the new year. I mean, it will be an interesting tax filing season. And I don't want to make any guarantees. I have no idea. But I think some people might be getting refunds that have gotten have owed in the past couple of years. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But to your point, maybe this is a good opportunity to convert some of that and be done with the Uncle Sam bill on some of that money.
And it's simply, do you want to pay on the seed or the crop? We try to, you know, explain to people that you're going to want to, you know, take the hit now so that you can let it grow while you're, you know, before you're 73 and you have to take money out.
Let it tax on the seed and not the growth. I like that one, Tim. Man, you're full of these tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't own that one, but I heard it a long time ago. And, you know, we love Roths here, you know, and if we can get people to convert some of their money, you're not going to be able to do a ton of it, but you can do some of it. Every little bit helps.
Man, I could tell Tim Stern's got a lot of family listening. He's bringing his A game here today. Okay. other conversations you're having, obviously, like, I shouldn't say obviously. Some people, I have to admit this, I haven't changed my W-4 since I had David. And,
oh, wow.
Right, so I'm going to be probably due a refund, but I should have been getting that money all year long and not paying Uncle Sam essentially a forward on this stuff. That's something that you as an advisor are going to be chatting with too, where there are major changes in life.
If you have a life-changing event, like we've had, unfortunately, a couple of clients pass, we've had to talk to their widow and widowers about, you know, how they're going to file now and how that's going to affect them. But to your point, with having a baby in the past year, you should definitely be looking at that, because who likes surprises and who wants to give the federal government a loan? Not myself. So if you're going to get a refund, I'm sure they've done a lot of smart things with your money.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I probably wasted 9 months of a loan to the federal government there. Okay. That's well, we can all admit our own mistakes here. I should have been on that a little bit more, but a good time at the end of the year to take stock of that. Anything on the charitable side too? I know there's changes in that front as well.
There's some great ways to, we had a one lady who did her required minimum distribution directly to the charity that she wanted. She had four of them.
I love that.
And she didn't get taxed on any of the required minimum distributions. So these are things that we, you know, can point out to people and show them the way. She wanted to give money to her church anyways. So this was a great win-win.
Yeah, that makes total sense. If you're giving money to charities anyways, and you're taking a required minimum distribution, have it go directly from there to the charity. You're going to pay tax on it otherwise. And you got to be smart about it. It cannot hit your bank account, right, Tim? That's the line of demarcation.
Right. And we actually went out and found the employer ID number for these four different charities that she wanted. So she didn't have to do any of the heavy lifting, and it made her feel a lot better, too.
I love that. College savings, top those off, too. I'm sure you're talking about all of it.
As having three boys that went through college, I know you'll use every penny of it. Make sure you do those 529s as much as you can.
Get a state tax benefit on that, not a federal one.
That too.
Absolutely. Tim, there's so much at the end of the year. I think we got through a little bit of it. If someone, is this a good time of the year for someone to call you? Maybe a listener's like, oh, he's going to be too busy. It's the holiday season. Are you still taking on new clients and able to help them out here?
Yes, I'm not Scrooge, but we are still working and we are taking on new clients. And so people should give us a call at 800-640-2256. You know, if they're having moments where they're not sure what is what, or they haven't been helped with something, we're happy to do it.
Yeah, 800-640-2256. And tell your family to keep listening. I got to read your commercial in 2 minutes, okay, my friend?
Love it, John. Thanks, man.
It's a Tuesdays with Tim. Always like catching up with him from TJ Stearns.